friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Claire and Archie. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And right now, I need you all to smash the follow button. Smash it! All right, because I don't want you guys to miss out on a single one of our awesome stories. So hit the follow or subscribe button right now. All right, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Claire, are you there? I need you to come in over on the right side. Hurry, go, go, go! Claire, are you there? I can't hear you. That was Archie, and Archie couldn't get a hold of Claire. Claire, I need you to respond. Over, we're running out of time.
Shh, 3, 2, 1. Bim, 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 bim.
Oh, man, said Archie. Archie, I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear you. My walkie-talkie ran out of batteries, shouted Claire. Claire and Archie were both in a training exercise that was really important for getting all their trainings for their outer space mission that was coming up. But unfortunately, in the middle of training, Claire's walkie-talkie ran out of batteries and they weren't able to complete it. Oh man, well, I'm glad you're okay, Claire, said Archie. But I'm really bummed that we weren't able to do this. These batteries, they are always dying at the worst times. Yeah. I think we need to make sure, like, put on fresh batteries before we do these things next time, said Claire. Yeah, that's a really good idea. We should definitely get fresh batteries before something crazy like this happens. All right, well, let's head home and we'll get back to work on this tomorrow. As Claire and Archie headed back home from their trainings, they got an emergency alert.
Bzz, 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 bzz. Claire and Archie, we know that your trainings are not finished, but we need you on an urgent mission. We need you to go to the moon because there is some kind of space warrior that's trying to take over the moon and steal it from planet Earth.
What?
Shouted Archie.
Yes, we're sending you the coordinates now. Your gear will be waiting for you at home. We need you to go tonight. Over and out.
Oh no, that sounds really crazy if they need us to go now, said Claire.
All right, well, when we get home, let's get all our gear and make sure we put in fresh batteries, right?
Definitely.
As Claire and Archie arrived home, their gear was already waiting for them.
Wow, this is super cool stuff, said Archie.
Claire picked out some new stuff that she'd never seen before, and Archie put it all in their bags.
All right, Claire, can you run over and get some new batteries for our walkie so we don't run out?
Already got them right here, said Claire, as she popped in some fresh, brand new batteries into their walkies just to make sure that they would have enough energy for the whole mission. Claire and Archie got everything ready, put the coordinates into their GPS, and blasted off to the moon. They had been on a lot of training exercises, and so they were definitely prepared for this. They just hadn't completed all the certifications. But that's sometimes what happens with spies. They get called into missions, and they gotta choose to be brave. Yep, that's what we do.
All right, are we almost there?
Said Archie. Claire checked the map.
Oh, there it is. There's our landing spot.
There was a special place on the moon where spies were supposed to land because it gave extra supplies in case they needed to recharge.
All right, check our walkies, see if the batteries are good.
Claire checked the batteries and, yep, those are good, but we need to refuel on water and some snacks. On the moon, there is a secret location that was full of all the materials and gear that spies might need. And so snacks and water and all that was waiting for them on the moon.
Oh, I love moon snacks, said Archie.
Yeah, moon snacks are really good. Have you ever had moon food before?
Oh, I love ice cream sandwiches from the moon. Those are delicious, but they have all kinds of really good stuff.
All right, we got to check the map to see where this guy is. Claire pulled up the map and they looked at it. All right, it looks like he's just like 3 clicks east from here. Let's go. Claire and Archie started hiking on the moon, which it's pretty fun to hike on the moon because there's a little bounce to it. And as they were bouncing along on the moon up ahead, they saw exactly what HQ had been talking about. There was a whole elaborate, some kind of mission control center or something that someone had set up on the moon. This had not been approved by HQ, and so anything on the moon that's not approved by HQ is a no-go. All right, let's see what's going on and see if we can take out this space warrior before he does anything else. Claire and Archie snuck closer to this building that had been built on the moon. Wow, I can't believe he built this so fast. This wasn't here last week. And as they looked in the window, there it was. That was some kind of space warrior. I don't know if it's quite an alien or someone that just lives in space, but he had some really cool gear. He almost looked like an Iron Man. Wow, he had a full suit on from head to toe. And wow, what is he doing? All right, let's go check it out. Claire and Archie went to the door and opened it up.
Freeze, space warrior! Shouted Claire.
Huh? Who's there?
Claire and Archie, we are with the Spy HQ, and you have got to stand down from whatever you have going on here at the moon.
I'm really sorry. You see, I needed a place to live, and I'm sorry.
The space warrior went on to tell Claire and Archie that he was actually not a bad guy. He was a space explorationer. He explored the space and he had been living on a spaceship for a long time, but it had broken down and he needed a place to sleep for a little while. And that's why he set up camp here on the moon.
Wow, we're so sorry. We didn't know that, said Archie.
You see, I think because when our HQ spotted that you were building something here, it looked a little suspicious, but this all makes sense, said Claire.
Yeah, well, my name's Sam, and it's nice to meet you guys. Do you think you could help me fix my ship?
Claire and Archie had become experts in engineering of spacecraft, and so they were both eager to help Sam with his spaceship. They ran over to the spaceship, and sure enough, they found the problem very quickly. The fuel lines had been twisted, and so the fuel was not able to get to the engine.
Here you go.
Archie was able to correct the tubings and the lines for the fuel.
Wow! Thank you so much, said Sam. I've been working on this for weeks, but I hadn't figured it out.
Ugh, that was so easy. But I'm really glad that you guys came, said Sam. Claire and Archie had no idea that this was going to happen. They thought they were going to be fighting a space warrior, but they are actually able to help a space explorer.
Wow, what an awesome adventure. I want to go to the moon someday. And Claire and Archie, you guys got to show me how to get there, because I really want to check out the moon for myself.
Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!
Woohoo!
great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout-outs. I want to say hey to Cooper and Nixon from Eagle Mountain, Utah, Mrs. Gunther's preschool class from Arizona, Skylin from Phoenix, Arizona, Benjamin from Carlsbad, California, Isla from Portland, Texas, and Elsa from Langley, British Columbia. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.